Praise the Lord. What a wonderful worship time. That last song, Same God. And that last minute, I just feel like it's just, he was supposed to end, but the Holy Spirit just took over and he kept putting out this anointing is so strong. So let's listen, let's, you know, these sins confess them now, if not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing us
thank you for cleansing us
of all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness.
So, how do you please establish the kingdom of God?
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind up every demon, devil, and evil spirit. You cannot affect us in any way, shape, or form. And the blood of Jesus heals and restores us of damages of sin and effects of demons, devils, and evil spirits. In the name of Jesus, we establish the kingdom of God in us, on us, and around us. And the will of our Heavenly Father will be done in this service on earth as it is in heaven. The angels of God encamp themselves round about us with a protection. And also includes a godly firewall round about us, where we have a strong Zoom connection, a strong spiritual connection, and the enemy cannot see, hear, or know what we are ministering, what we are praying, what we are saying, what we are doing. But the angels of God hear everything, and that they take the word of God and what's prayed out, and they actively watch over to perform it quickly in Jesus' name. And we are protected all the way above us through the heavens, past the aerites, all the way below us through the core of the earth, and stops at the gates of hell, 360 degrees around us. And whatever we do, wherever we go, and we impart to all of us the peace of God, the healing power of God, the anointing of God. And we decree that all of us have on the full armor of God, so that when we're praying against the enemy, they do not know who is in that armor, and it prevents retaliation, which we bind up retaliation, bind up witchcraft, bind up works of darkness, bind up any evil coming against any of our church members, ABCers, or our loved ones and visitors as well. And we thank you, Lord God, that even our family members are protected. And everything that concerns us, which includes our identity, our accounts, our homes, our investments, our income, our prayers, all the projects that God wants us to do, everyone's businesses or careers, and anything that God wants anyone to do, that we pray protection over. Everything that we do, our comings or goings, that we are always in the right place at the right time, never in the wrong place at the wrong time. The word of God through the teaching will be planted in our hearts and will bear great fruit, and the enemy is bound up and cannot steal the word of God from us in Jesus' name, or cannot harm us. And no, nothing of the enemy shall by any means harm us in Jesus' name. Everything we eat, drink, and ingest does us good and no negative effects. We thank you, Lord God, that you are taking us from glory to glory, from advancing us to the next level, step by step, and using us to minister to others, reach out to others, and bringing glory to you, God, in Jesus' name. And everyone that agrees says,
Amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. There's a very strong anointing right now. We're just going to receive this right now. Holy Spirit, I send this anointing to everybody right now. Touch them, heal them, let them feel your presence, Lord. Let the anointing go through every cell, every fiber of their being. Saturate them completely. Yes, Lord, thank you for saturating them completely right now in Jesus' name. Glory to your holy name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Challenges are dropping right now. People being healed right now. Memories are being restored. Cognitive function is being healed, brought to a higher level. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise, worship, and glorify your holy name. If anyone's receiving this anointing healing, if anyone's receiving this anointing, this healing, refreshing, challenges going away, peace, memories, cognitive functioning healed, every challenge being healed and restored. If you do put a number one in the chat, or raise your hand if you can't put a number one in the chat. Lots of ones coming in now. Excellent.
This anointing is so strong, it's like a blanket that God is pouring out this anointing upon each person. And whether or not you sense anything or feel anything, he is still imparting that to you. It's like when you receive an injection, you don't see the results immediately. But if you sense his presence, put a number one in the chat, give a praise report by putting a number one in the chat, giving glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Now, throughout this whole service, when you get a release, when you get ministered to, put a number one in the chat. It's important to give your testimony right away. That way, the devil won't be able to steal that from you as you're declaring it. Hallelujah. We put in the chat, if you look, if you scroll up, I could put it in again. Maybe Annie can do me the favor. I did put in our website, ABC Church On Demand. And .org. For those of you that don't have this outline, and then also, and if you could put in there the Wait with Glad Expectation series outline, please. You can download this outline from last Sunday's teaching 528. We are going to be using the list at the bottom of the outline to break curses. So we don't have an outline for you today, but you're going to just refer to that outline and use it on a regular basis. Thank you, Annie. Okay. And We're going to do a very brief summary. This series, Wait With Glad Expectation, has really been helping so many people. We've gotten immense amount of testimonies. Some people actually have gotten breakthroughs during the service, being healed during the services on Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights. Some people actually, you know, were able to do some cleansing and get rid of harassing challenges. It's been very exciting. So, you know, it's important to wait correctly on the Lord, Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they that wait, who expect, look for, and hope in him, wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength and power. They shall mount up close to God with wings as eagles, mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, nor become tired. So if you're tired, if you're weary, if you feel that you don't have the strength and stamina you used to, then we want you to get that. We want you to come back to where you need to be, waiting correctly on the Lord. And incorrectly is if there's any postponement, procrastination, complacency, slowing down, rush or haste, deferment, disappointment, discouragement, depression, getting tired, giving up, quitting, even if there's grief. If there's discontentment or lack of faith or doubt and unbelief or impatience, or that complacency is a really big deal. And, you know, it can try to attack people. So we want you to use the power triplets. When you have faith and patience with contentment, you add to that faith and patience. It means that you are satisfied with your life and where you're at. You're not always looking for the next big thing. Then promotion or advancement from the Lord will come to you. Patiently expect in faith and look forward to seeing what you hope for, as if it has already turned into manifested reality. And that's how you receive it. When you wait upon the Lord correctly, he will restore and replace for you the years that the locust has eaten. I decree in the name of Jesus that God is restoring and replacing everything right now that you have ever had stolen from you. We decree sevenfold return to you and a double portion blessing. And God's giving you his power, promotion, prosperity, and perfection. And those are affirmations on that outline that you can do on a daily basis. It's very powerful. And wait for God's restoration means that you are going to expect it. You have to have that glad expectation of that hope that it's already yours, and you just are waiting for the delivery of something that is already yours. What has the devil stolen from you? Take out a piece of paper and a pen, or put on your phone. What has he stolen? You have to write it down. Joy, peace, patience, time, your reputation, which may have brought shame to you. Has your sleep been stolen? Sleep deprivation, relationships, money, investments, inheritance, business, whatever it is. Write that down. And we pray right now that whatever the devil has stolen, you get sevenfold return. We pray this double. Pastor James is going to pray this over you right now. And you can add to your list every week, because there might have been a new attack on you. And we're going to pray this every week. And then we're going to go right into our breaking the curses. So as soon as we review 6, 7, and then get to our 8, so that we could just help you identify when you're under attack in these areas. Because if you can see that attack coming or just happen, and you can confess it, repent, renounce, and break it right away, you are weakening the enemy, and you are getting stronger and stronger to identify so that you won't fall into a snare of the enemy. So that if you ever have to cleanse, that you could recognize when they try to come back, because you know they bring seven worse than, you know, what was cast out. And what's worse than the one that was cast out? The worsers, that's what I call them. So you don't want seven worsers coming back. There'll be 8 of them. So if you can identify what it was that was challenging you and how it snuck in, you will not let it back in. So we're going to train you. Those of you that are Healing School 1, 2, and 3 graduates, this is like a cleansing retreat, but we do it ABC style. We're merging some of what we had learned and done during the lockdown and the pandemic when we had to get people cleansed on Zoom. It'll still be private. Nothing of your privacy will be featured. You'll be using your own list in the privacy of your own home and or wherever you're at. Okay, so don't worry about the privacy part. No one's going to be, you know, shouting out your sins or anything like that. Okay, so we try to do it as a group cleanse so that everybody will be in the synergy of the anointing flowing. And those of you that want to participate in that, then you need to contact me. Those of you that you can also put it in the private chat to me as well, or if you don't have my contact information, then you can notify one of our leaders. Okay. So that's very important. So I hope you have some of the things written down. If you've already prayed this, you can pray it again, just thanking God that it's already been done for you, not asking him to do it. You ask once and then you thank him afterwards. Okay. So, but there might be something new that the devil, you know, challenged you with this week that you might want to add, and you didn't get a chance to pray that sevenfold restoration prayer, that double blessing prayer. So I'm going to ask Pastor James, can he lead us in that prayer?
Well, Mr. Priya, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I decree.
That the devil.
Has to repay
me
sevenfold
of everything
he stole from me
especially.
And go ahead and say the things on your list. Here, hear me. In addition,
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
instead of shame,
you God,
give me a double portion,
instead of dishonor,
you give me everlasting joy,
I rejoice,
and thank you,
for restoring,
my fortunes,
Like you did
for Job
when he prayed
for his friends.
I praise you,
God,
for giving me
twice as much
as I had
before.
Amen.
And everyone says that agrees with it.
Amen.
Okay, now when you wait with glad expectation for God's unconditional love, God will not forget about you. He doesn't have favorites. He will do for you what he's done for others. Wait with glad expectation and love yourself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And when you are loving like God, then everything should be flowing. There should not be any challenges in your life. Some people don't realize they might have hatred or dislike of something or someone, even someone you see on the news. Most people don't realize they have self-hatred, which is hatred directed toward yourself, because it comes in different synonyms and different forms and disguises itself, like neglecting yourself or injuring yourself by accident, or someone says, I'm accident prone. Well, that is an attack of the enemy that you need to break those curses off of you, get rid of it. My whole family is accident prone. Or, you know, someone maybe is doing so much for other people. They don't have time to take care of themselves. And that's self-neglect. That's a form of self-hatred. There's people who go to bed so late, they get up so tired. That's sleep deprivation, and that's a form of self-hatred. There's a lot of things that people don't realize that is self-hatred. Not drinking water, that's totally self-hatred. Why? Because your body is made up of a majority of water, and your brain and body cannot function without it. So that's a form of self-deprivation, which is self-hatred. So we want to learn to love ourselves more than we are in the love of God, and not hate ourselves. So we want to break that off in our lives. And, you know, some details could be, you know, you don't like your body size or physical attributes or some of the things you've done, the woulda, shoulda, couldas, and you have any resentment or bitterness or regrets. Those are all self-hatred. We want you to be vigilant about these things. And so self-loathing is a synonym of deep dislike or self-hatred of oneself, self-disgust, self-contempt, self-abhorrence. A disgust is an aversion or revulsion of one's self or flaws or mistakes. And if you keep seeing flaws or mistakes of other people or disgusted with them, you need to get rid of that enemy that is attacking you instead of us learning to love that person with more compassion until they get to the point where they can change and have God help them. Self-contempt is disrespect or scorn for yourself. And self-abhorrence, a deep and intense feeling of aversion or revulsion towards oneself. A lot of people that have anorexia or bulimia, that's self-abhorrence. And repent if you have fear of any of these things that we're listing or talking about. And so there is no fear in perfect love, according to 1 John 4:18. But perfect love casts out all fear, because fear involves torment. So if you constantly have something coming in your mind that's bringing negativity to you in any way, shape, or form, any fear, any anxiety, any panic, any stress, any worry, any concern, feeling overwhelmed, anything that is causing you to distance yourself from others or isolate or not speak up, not express yourself, those are tormenting things. And so fear and unforgiveness bring torment. So we need to learn to love ourselves. And we're going to continue to say this, these prayers every week together, to love ourselves more and break some bondages of things that we have on this list.
All right, repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I ask the Holy Spirit.
I ask the Holy Spirit.
To help me love myself.
To help me love myself.
With God's perfect love.
With God's perfect love.
Which casts out all fear.
Which casts out all fear.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive. God's anointing.
God's anointing.
That breaks every yoke of bondage.
That breaks every yoke of bondage.
Okay, now go ahead and put in any bondages you're feeling, such as hatred, self-hatred, dislike, sins of hatred. Anything that's trying to challenge you.
And you can use this to go over and do more prayer in detail during the week.
All right. I ask you, Lord.
I ask you, Lord.
To reveal.
To reveal.
That to me.
That to me.
Show me how.
Show me how.
To better identify.
To better identify.
These sins.
These sins.
Especially the unaware ones.
Especially the unaware ones.
That subtly.
That subtly.
Try to attack me.
Try to attack me.
So I can repent.
So I can repent.
Of them.
Of them.
I bind up.
I bind up.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Maybe trying.
Maybe trying.
To influence me.
To influence me.
Right now.
Right now.
I pray that God.
I pray that God.
Helps me to get.
Helps me to get.
Set free.
Set free.
Of all of them.
Of all of them.
I also pray.
I also pray.
That God helps me.
That God helps me.
To learn how.
To learn how.
To wait.
To wait.
With glad expectation.
With glad expectation.
For all of God's blessings.
For all of God's blessings.
As I love myself.
As I love myself.
With the perfect love of the Lord.
With the perfect love of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so now what you're going to do is we're going to sing to ourselves, I love me with the love of the Lord later. But as you look on this list, of course, you have to forgive others and forgive yourself. If there's anyone you still need to forgive, or you need to forgive yourself of something, then you need to let that go and pray forgiveness prayer. and analyze any of these areas that may have been bringing you any kind of torment or chronic health challenges. That maybe you get a victory and it comes back. You get another victory, another one comes. You get another victory, it comes back again. If that's ever happening to you, then you have to peel another layer of the onion to break more curses on a deeper level. Some root is still not uprooted from breaking off the curse off of that. When you break a curse, doesn't mean it's going to stop. It means that you've stopped the legal right to attack you. Now, the next move is you have to learn to get rid of it. And so what we do first is continue to identify what those sins are that you may not have been aware that was attacking you that caused it in the first place, because unaware sins are more dangerous than the ones that you do know of. And that way, when you start to learn to identify what those sins are, you stop doing it and you keep confessing, repenting, renouncing, and breaking. That'll weaken that so that you get stronger in the spirit. And then when you get rid of it, then you will recognize when it tries to sneak back in so that you will stop it before it happens. So everybody is usually pretty good about unforgiveness and self-unforgiveness, but not as much self-unforgiveness is identifiable. And that's where you sometimes will need someone to help you identify if you have self-unforgiveness and you're not recognizing it. It's easy to recognize hatred, but self-hatred, disliking something, it might be really weird, but somebody doesn't like driving, it means they're actually maybe afraid of driving, which will bring a torment. And that's a form of self-hatred, of not getting rid of that dislike. Because God says that you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. That's what the truth is. Okay. So we need to believe in God's word, which is loving him and his word, and love ourselves to be what he thinks that we are. Okay. So we're going to break, we broke curses last week on unforgiveness and self-unforgiveness, hatred and self-hatred. If you weren't here last week, you can include those in this prayer. We're going to hit rejection and self-rejection today, deception and self-deception. We're going to do two a week. So it's going to take us a while. During the week, you need to be going through and saying, hey, am I upset with someone? I offended? Did I forgive them immediately? Oh, no, I'm still holding on to it. Oh, I just did something and I got mad at myself, or I called myself stupid or thought that was a dumb thing. That's self-unforgiveness. Well, did you forgive yourself and ask the Holy Spirit to help you not to do those sins again? During the week, you're going to look through and you need to write down, use this list. And every night say, did I have any of these challenges? Do I need to confess, repent, and renounce and break these again? What didn't I like today? Or did someone really annoy me at work? Well, did you forgive them yet? Oh, I forgot to forgive them. So when you get home at night, if you can do it at work, you know, great, but most times you don't have time. So write it down so you notate it to yourself to remember to do it later that night before you go to sleep. If you can do it during the day or as soon as you can, that's better, but you know, that's not always doable. So we're going to work on these four and break curses on rejection and self-rejection, deception and self-deception tonight. And if you don't know if you have these sins, I always say do it anyway in case you do, but use the word, if I have any challenges with, okay. So, we're just going to go on these four again. Okay. Some people weren't here. A, B, C, and D. Is that what you want us to do, Pastor James?
Fine.
Okay.
All right. So repeat after me.
So we're going to go slow so everybody won't feel like we're so rushed doing the prayer.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I confess.
I confess.
And repent of.
And repent of.
The sins of.
The sins of.
Unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness.
Self-unforgiveness.
Self-unforgiveness.
Hatred.
Hatred.
Self-hatred.
Self-hatred.
Rejection.
Rejection.
Self-rejection.
Self-rejection.
Deception.
Deception.
And self-deception.
And self-deception.
Okay. Repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I repent.
I repent.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Of attitudes.
Of attitudes.
Intentions.
Intentions.
Desires.
Desires.
Thoughts.
Thoughts.
Memories.
Memories.
Words.
Words.
Actions.
Actions.
Or deeds.
Or deeds.
Concerning these sins.
Concerning these sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And or anyone.
And or anyone.
From my heart.
From my heart.
Who have participated.
Who have participated.
In these sins.
In these sins.
Or caused me.
Or caused me.
To sin.
To sin.
Or have been affected.
Or have been affected.
By these sins.
By these sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bless all of us.
I bless all of us.
From my heart.
From my heart.
And I love each person.
And I love each person.
And myself.
And myself.
With the love of the Lord.
With the love of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I renounce Satan.
I renounce Satan.
And every demon.
And every demon.
Devil.
Devil.
And evil spirit.
And evil spirit.
Behind these sins.
Behind these sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I take away.
I take away.
The legal right.
The legal right.
Of Satan.
Of Satan.
Every demon.
Every demon.
Every devil.
Every devil.
Every evil spirit.
Every evil spirit.
To operate in.
To operate in.
Or on me.
Or on me.
My body.
My body.
Or my life.
Or my life.
Because of these sins.
Because of these sins.
And you can.
And you can.
No longer.
No longer.
Affect me.
Affect me.
In any way.
In any way.
Shape.
Shape.
Or form.
Or form.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I break every.
I break every.
Ungodly soul tie.
Ungodly soul tie.
Ungodly hot tie.
Ungodly heart tie.
Ungodly thought tie.
Ungodly thought tie.
Ungodly mind tie.
Ungodly mind tie.
Ungodly body tie.
Ungodly body tie.
Ungodly tongue tie.
Ungodly tongue tie.
And negative word tie.
And negative word tie.
To these sins.
To these sins.
And every person.
And every person.
And spiritual being.
And spiritual being.
Connected to.
Connected to.
Or behind these sins.
Or behind these sins.
And I cancel.
And I cancel.
Make null and void.
Make null and void.
All negative words.
All negative words.
That I could have spoken.
That I could have spoken.
Over myself.
Over myself.
Or others.
Or others.
Or other people.
Or other people.
Could have spoken.
Could have spoken.
Over me.
Over me.
And my family.
And my family.
Especially.
Especially.
Any diagnosis.
Any diagnoses.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I break every curse.
I break every curse.
Every generational curse.
Every generational curse.
Every ungodly vow.
Every ungodly vow.
Every godly covenant.
Every ungodly covenant.
Or promise.
Or promise.
Every ungodly contract.
Every ungodly contract.
Every ungodly hold.
Every ungodly hold.
Every ungodly hook.
Every ungodly hook.
Every ungodly obligation.
Every ungodly obligation.
Every ungodly expectation.
Every ungodly expectation.
Every ungodly goal.
Every ungodly goal.
Or dream.
Or dream.
Every diagnosis.
Every diagnosis.
And every connection to evil.
And every connection to evil.
Resulting from these sins.
Resulting from these sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I have been set free.
I have been set free.
By Jesus Christ.
By Jesus Christ.
The ladies say she.
She.
Gentlemen say he.
He.
Whom the Son sets free.
Whom the Son sets free.
Is free indeed.
Is free indeed.
I. Say your name.
Karen.
James. Am now free.
Am now free.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And everyone that agrees with that says,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. As we go through, why are we doing the review every week and doing those prayers? The reason why is God is going to show you something different every week if you allow him to. Because you may not realize that those other things that you've already learned about, maybe God is having you discover some things or show you some things or shore up and get stronger in some areas. Maybe you don't have problems in those areas, but he's showing you how to minister this to other people. So it's a learning process. Don't think, oh man, it's another review of the same thing. No. Every diamond miner doesn't go in the diamond mine and say, oh man, I have to go in the same diamond mine today again. We're going to dig deeper and get more and more things that the Lord wants to show us. When you're open to that, it helps you be set free to a greater degree. Okay. So that it's part of a teaching strategy. All right. So I hope that helps you use this list. You can use it and go forward to all of them and write down any specific areas that you've been having challenges with, that when we break curses on this, you'll be ready to mention those in detail when we break curses with you on this as well. Okay. So I hope that helps you today, and you will start to see that when you are identifying things that are happening and you're being attacked in a certain area, you go and say, Lord, what is the root cause? What sin did I do to allow this attack so that the protection now is not there any longer? It's been canceled because of sin. And once you recognize what it is and repent of that sin, then you pray for protection again. However, if you are unaware of what it is, please do the unaware sins prayer. And if you don't know what that is, go to the Morning Miracle book. And if you can put that in the chat, the Morning Miracle book, and you can get that on Amazon.com. By James and Karen Mays. It's the only co-authored book. There's another book with a similar name, but you know, look for us as the authors. And look up that unaware sins prayer. It's very, very important to pray frequently during the day. It protects you so that it helps to prevent attacks from you. And then we'll go into the kingdom of God after. Those of you that know the kingdom of God prayer, you need to establish a kingdom of God right after that. If you don't know that, just say, I just bind up every demon, devil, and evil spirit. You cannot affect me in the name of Jesus. That basically will help you. Okay. So we're getting you ready to be stronger spiritual warriors so that when you're submitted to God and his word and you do it, not just hear it, and you will then be able to resist those attacks and the attacks will flee from you. Okay.
Now, God is doing something special here. He's setting you up for a huge victory. If I can take a few minutes and bring a real interesting analogy that just was shown to me by the Lord. Today is the 83rd anniversary of the Battle of Midway. Now, real quick history lesson, Japan had never been defeated before. They were virtually unstoppable. They marched across the Pacific. They were an awesome power, and their navy was far superior to ours. If you look at the things that happened, first of all, we were fortunate enough to break part of the Japanese code to figure out where they were attacking next. Those odds were astronomical. Now, all the scout planes Japan had sent out before, the thousands and thousands of them, the one that located the American fleet, not only did it get off late, its radio didn't work. The odds of something like that happening are astronomical again. At the point in time that the Americans found the Japanese fleet with their bombers, an incident happened that pulled the Japanese fire protection away. They're virtually defenseless. And they were in the process of changing bombs and torpedoes out on their planes, which meant all their munitions were on top of their deck. In less than 6 minutes, three of the Japanese carriers were destroyed. Now, I'll put this in perspective for you, what this means for you today, okay? That virtually changed the tide of the war. It was a huge victory. Now, what's going to happen is we're going to set everything up like we're doing. God set everything up for these 6 minutes to come in. We're going through this program right now to set everything up to get you ready for a huge victory coming. So be patient, work through this as God is setting you up. So when you have this breakthrough, it's going to be a big victory, and there's going to be no retaliation back from it because we're going to set you up properly. Okay?
Right. So we want to get you ready. So, okay. So Annie put in the chat, the Morning Miracle book, for those of you that don't know where to get the Unaware Sins Prayer. It's also called the Unknown Sins Prayers, known sins or unknown sins. So it's very important to do your unknown sins prayer frequently. And those of you who are still having challenges reoccur, you're not doing your unknown sins prayers enough and your Kingdom of God prayers enough. So that's one of the things that is challenging you. If you don't know the Kingdom of God prayer, just like I said, say, I bind up Satan, demons, devils, evil spirits. You cannot affect me in any way, shape, or form in Jesus' name. That's a summary version. Right. Okay. Did this teaching help you in any way, shape, or form tonight? Did it bless you in any way? Put a number two in the chat, please. Put a yes or number two in the chat. We're going to dig deeper. There are going to be nuggets that we're going to be sharing with you that aren't on the outline, especially how to identify demons, devils, and evil spirits. Don't be afraid of them, because the power of God inside of you, they're afraid of you. When you stand in your authority and dominion, they run from you. We're teaching you how to stand in your authority and dominion so that when you walk in a room, they flee. So you need to identify when you sin so that you won't breach your protection, and the power of God will continue to flow through you in a great manner. Okay, great. Glad a lot of you. Don't miss Wednesday nights. If you do, go on abcchurchondemand.org. Go to our video library and look at the video, okay? That will help you a lot, okay? So on Wednesday nights, we're going to continue this series and break curses and dig deep and help you find out why you're having blockages, recurring challenges, and why you haven't gotten your breakthroughs yet. And if you have gotten your breakthroughs, how do you get to the next level? Okay. So hope this is helping you. Praise the Lord. Okay. You ready for communion?
All right. So let's do an Unaware Sins prayer. If you don't have any sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Hey, praise the Lord. And Susan, you're going to do the body for us tonight. If you have the elements, fantastic. If not, just do it by faith.
Okay,
okay, finally, yeah. I couldn't unmute. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your word that says that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for giving your body to be broken for our healing, our wholeness, and our restoration. Our hearts, souls, minds, and bodies healed and restored, made whole. You are our shalom, shalom, Lord Jesus, nothing missing, nothing broken. And we are complete in you, and we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We're so grateful to you for all that you have done for us. Thank you. Thank you for taking all of our sin and all sickness, disease, infirmity, and pain in your body on the tree. And you redeemed us. And by your stripes, we have been healed. And we praise you and thank you, Lord. We're so grateful for all that you have done. Thank you for healing us and restoring us. We love you, Lord. And we believe and we receive your body, your flesh, which is the bread of life, and our healing now. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Susan. That was great.
Thank you, Susan. Sharon, praying, you can do the blood, please.
In the same way, after supper, Jesus also took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant established by my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And because the life is in the blood, as we drink this blood of Jesus, the life of God in the blood floods every cell, organ, system, function, tissue, gland, nerve, and every artery, vein, and all the empty spaces in our bodies and heads, driving out all demons, devils, evil spirits, sickness, diseases, and infirmities from us, every harmful negative side effects. And we declare we have been set free by the blood of Jesus, whose we are and whom we serve. He has washed every one of our sins away, past, present, and future, into the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again. And with his precious life blood, he washed us white as snow and white as wool. And as you hung on the tree, Lord Jesus, you became a curse for us and broke the law of sin and death over us. Lord Jesus, you gifted us with your righteousness when we first believed upon you. You reconciled us to our Father, to you and Holy Spirit. We declare it is written, he or she whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we thank you for the new and everlasting covenant. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We agree, believe, and receive. And we partake now of this cup of Zoe life into our bodies in loving remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Sharon, so much. Very good. And Sharon, thanks for stepping in, because Mary Helen was supposed to do it this week, but something came up. She was unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll do the next week.
My pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Great job.
Great job.
Susan and Sharon.
So, Deborah, would you mind doing the body next week?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you. So it'll be Deborah, the body, and Mary Helen, the blood next week.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Praise God.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Well, this is a wonderful day. Everybody just keeps receiving that anointing going forward in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Download your outlines. Keep working on identifying if you have any of those sins during the week. CRRB them, confess, repent, renounce, and break them. Or if you're not sure, increase your amount of unknown sins prayer, your USPs. That'll help you a lot. And those of you that know how to establish the kingdom of God or just bind up the enemy, that will stop those attacks on you, especially if you have insomnia, if you have blood sugar challenges, blood pressure challenges, or pain challenges, whatever it is. You find yourself getting grieving because grieving needs to stop at a certain point. The Lord commands that, so that we can move forward in our life for God. And sometimes the devil will hijack normal grieving, that we need to mourn the loss of a loved one, because we know they're not lost, but we feel that their loss of not being with us, so we miss them. But we have to ask the Lord to help us so that we could move forward. And if we keep thinking about all those memories that make us cry and make us sad and make us whatever, then we can't help the people that are still living on earth and bless them and minister to them. And when you're grieving, you don't want to minister to anybody. You want to be ministered to. So you need time with God so he does minister to you. In these services, God touches every person and ministers to you where you are, what you need, and helps to heal your broken heart. Anyone that has lost loved ones, and God wants to mend your broken heart. So I just pray over each person that has a broken heart of a loss of a loved one who went to heaven, or loss of a relationship because of an offense or distancing, or a parent who hasn't seen their child, or a child who hasn't seen their parent, or your family members or siblings for whatever reason. That's another loss, a loss of business, a loss of money, a loss of your joy or your peace, a loss of trust, a loss of your health because of some diagnosis challenges, being frustrated with constant medical challenges. I just ask God to heal every broken heart right now, to mend every broken heart, to help every person, and pour the oil of joy for mourning upon you right now, in Jesus' name, and extend his love, that great, perfect love that casts out all fear, that covers a multitude of sins, with the height and the breadth and the depth of that immense love just pouring onto you right now, and God embracing you where you are, knowing that you're not alone, that he's with you, he understands you, even if nobody else does. And he's your Abba Daddy, and he's there for you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, this concludes this Overcomers service. Thank you for coming, and we love you all.